And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of fellows from over at Sitka Community Hospital. Patrick Williams is the Injury Prevention Coordinator. Steve Hartford is the Director of Operations. They're here to talk about the telemedicine program. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Morning.
Morning.
All right. Well, let's see. So the telemedicine program is starting out. You are working with Providence up in Anchorage and the Alaskan Psychiatric Institute. Patrick, do you think you'd be able to tell us a bit about the programs that folks will be able to access via telemedicine?
Well, telemedicine is a very unique and new way of approaching medicine, but it's a way that I think small hospitals in rural areas are moving to because they cannot access specialty care. And this is a good thing because a lot of people are having to travel out of town to Seattle or Anchorage to access that care that they need. For example, diabetes education is something that we no longer have in Sitka for face-to-face, so we were looking at a way to offer it to Sitka still. So we came up with telehealth, and it's a viable solution for an issue that we see in many rural communities. So it's very interesting. It's new, but it's a proven program that works very well, and I'm hoping that Sickens take it and use it pretty diligently.
So you'll be working with Providence for diabetes education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one offering, and then there's another offering from API, or the Alaska Psychiatric Institute. Steve, what's that all about?
Yeah, so we've noticed in the last few years that there's really a gap for our primary care physicians and our hospital physicians in terms of having a full range of access to behavioral health or psychiatric services. We don't have regular immediate access to MDs who are specialized in psychiatry. And so this connection with Alaska Psychiatric Institute through telemedicine, also called telehealth, is really an amazing step forward for us because we're able to assess patients immediately on an as-needed basis in the hospital. If someone is an inpatient in the hospital, they can be assessed by Dr. Erickson via the telehealth technology on the spot, or they can be referred for outpatient care when they need to see in the specialized and unique cases when they need to see someone at his level in the psychiatric spectrum. They can set up appointments through the clinic, and they can come to Mountainside and actually meet with Dr. Erickson via this technology. And we're finding that we really need this increased access for our patients, and we know through the studies and through the professional journals that this is becoming this is a growing area of medicine, telehealth. And that, as Patrick said, it is really widespread. It is in widespread use throughout the country in rural areas such as Sitka.
So it's a good option rather than bringing in additional providers to a small community, which perhaps can't sustain them. Instead, connecting with them where they are in other locations.
That's right. We can't do that. And I was just listening to the program just before this about the how the people in Skagway don't have regular access to a dentist. And Sitkins may or may not be surprised to learn that despite the fact that there are two hospitals here and there are multiple clinics and other allied professionals, there's still big gaps in access to specialists in the health field. And as Patrick said, not only is it difficult to go off island to get specialty care, but that difficulty and that cost will actually reduce people's ability to access it. And they may not access specialty care when they really need it, and something can be addressed early on and save a lot of difficulty that might occur if something is not attended to. So we think this is going to be an opportunity to really enhance the healthcare delivery that Sitka community is already providing in the community.
Well, Patrick, what would an individual encounter between a patient and a provider look like via telemedicine?
So the neat thing about it is not really different than walking in and having a face-to-face consultation. You know, you have a referral from your doctor the same way it happened before when it was, you know, say, for example, a face-to-face diabetic education consultation. But You walk in, and a nurse walks you into the room, and you have a screen there. And on that screen, a provider is able to meet with you face to face. They're looking into your eye, you're looking into their eye. It's very, very personable, and it works very, very well, is what we found. And the neat thing about it is, you know, like Steve said, it's used all over the country, but we're able to access providers, you know, all the way in Massachusetts or all the way in Anchorage, different places that we can bring specialists in to really, really work with our needs. And I think in general, it's going to work as good as a face-to-face consultation because there's studies that show it's just as effective.
What does this look like in terms of the big picture for Asooka Community Hospital? You're planning on expanding beyond just diabetes education and psychiatry?
Yes, we are. Anyone who uses Mountainside, which is most people in the community at one time or another, knows that there's a big demand on services at Mountainside. So we are looking to grow those services. We're looking to expand those so that we can meet the demand. And one of those areas of demand is specialty services. So we're finding a lot of interest in the opportunities to see these specialists that we've already established relationships with. And it's also the trend in medicine, you know, to partner with other larger healthcare networks so that not only do our doctors have better resources and information, but our patients have better access to all kinds of care. And so we think if this works well, which we know it will, we want to expand and have regular access to, say, dermatologists, which we don't have. Apparently, there's no access to a dermatologist in this town at all currently. So if someone needs to see a dermatologist, they have to go off island. So to have a regular access to a dermatologist through telehealth, and amazingly, the technology is there where doctors on the other end, highly trained dermatologists, as an example, can identify skin issues through the technology. And doctors on this end or clinicians on this end can work with those specialists like a dermatologist to address those issues sooner rather than later. So dermatology, pain management specialists, cardiologists, there's so many areas that we can expand to, and there's so many specialists out there in the country that are moving to telehealth. So they're out there. The providers are out there. They're there on the other end, just waiting for us to develop the relationships and plug in, if you will.
So that brings me to my next question. I mean, what needs to be in place for this to happen? What are the challenges in bringing telemedicine here?
Well, there's different challenges, I guess you could say. But the biggest thing was establishing a program to start, and we've got that and taken care of. And then the next step is reaching out, like Steve said, and finding providers willing to do a video-based consultation. And there are a lot out there. It's just kind of pinning down what's best for the community and what the community needs most. And that's why we're on the radio today to, you know, we want answers from the community. We want people to throw out their issues. And, you know, if you have an area where you say, hey, I have to travel down to Seattle every day or every month to access a dermatologist, we want to know about that so we can provide that care here. And there are a number of different ways we can do that, but just knowing what to do next is the big step.
How can people connect with the hospital to share their opinions and maybe find out more about this?
Well, they can just dial my phone or email me. My phone number is 747-0349, and then my email is just pwilliams@sickahospital.org.
And what's the process for a patient to connect with a provider via telemedicine? Is it easy?
It's very easy. So there can be self-referral, which I think you're suggesting. If someone feels they need access to a specialist, they can certainly call our Mountainside Clinic, and our triage nurse there will arrange, or our schedule there will arrange for an appointment. The other way is your doctor will refer you. So you can speak to your doctor when you go in for a wellness visit at Mountainside. You can speak to your doctor about any issues you're having, and your doctor will have a dialogue with you about those issues, and he or she can then suggest opportunities for specialist visits or access through telehealth. That's typically the way it happens, but there will be self-referrals as well.
Okay, and so currently folks who are in need of diabetes education or psychiatry can access telemedicine through Sitka Community Hospital.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting. We're looking forward to having a greater impact on the health, the future health of Sitkans as we move forward.
We've been speaking with Steve Hartford, Director of Operations at Sitka Community Hospital, and Patrick Williams, Injury Prevention Coordinator.